Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Today I want to talk about a so-called battle that's been going on over the last several hundred years. It seems that there has always been a conflict between the scientist and the biblical scholar. Well, today we're going to talk about some of the things that scientists believed were true that the Bible actually was later proven to be right. And we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. So I hope you follow along with me. One of the first ones we want to talk about is the fact that air actually has weight. That may not make a big difference to us, but it's been a big deal to scientists because they felt that air did not have weight of any kind. And since we can't see air with our naked eye, the logical conclusion was to believe that it had no weight at all. Then in the early 1600s, Galileo was able to perform an experiment which proved that air has weight. It was a very clever experiment, and you can look it up to see the details of it. It's kind of fun. But long before Galileo's discovery, the book of Job tells us that God imparted weight to the wind and meted out the waters by measure. That's in Job 28:25. Whether Galileo knew that or not, we don't know. But air does have weight. Interesting, isn't it? The second thing we're going to talk about this morning that the Bible was very clear on, long before science ever accepted or understood it, was that there are mountains under the sea. It's just in recent years that scientists have found new mountains deep under the oceans. These mountains have been there always, but now only with the right technology at our disposal have we been able to actually prove that they exist. Well, the Bible tells us about a rather reluctant undersea explorer from the year of approximately 785 BC, and he had something to say about what he found at the bottom of the ocean. This ancient undersea explorer was named Jonah, and he had an experience with a big fish. Jonah, in chapter 2, verse 6, describes his experience, and he says, "I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever." He's describing what it would be like at the very depths of the ocean, at the bottom of the mountains in the sea, because that's the only way he could make that kind of a statement. The third thing I want to talk about is blood, that blood is the source of life. It's actually quite unbelievable that only up until recent centuries there was a process known as bloodletting. It was used as an attempt to cure diseases. The procedure involved cutting the patient and withdrawing large amounts of blood. It was believed that illnesses were caused by bad blood, and by removing as much bad blood as possible, you were giving the patient the greatest chances for survival. This so-called medical treatment has its roots back in ancient Egypt. Well, if you go back to the book of Leviticus, chapter 17 and verse 11, God told Moses that the life of the flesh is in the blood. God said, don't mess with the blood. It's what gives life to your flesh and bones. And here's the last one we'll look at today. And this one perhaps took a little bit longer to prove than the others. One of the greatest mysteries that scientists had to work out over the years was how was it possible that something as heavy as the earth could float in mid-air without any support? Many ancient civilizations had their own theories about what was taking place, and many of them often believed that there was a god holding up the earth himself. The Greeks believed that it was their god Atlas holding up the earth. Although they were never able to explain what Atlas was standing on while he was holding the earth up, this was still their belief. But in Job chapter 26 and verse 7, the Bible tells us that God hangs the earth on nothing. Did you catch that? It's hung on nothing. God has taken our planet and every planet out there and hung it in space on nothing other than his word. Only God could do that. That's absolutely amazing. Now remember also that the book of Job is the oldest book of the Bible. It was written before any of the others. And this very early explanation of gravitational forces has only been accepted and affirmed by scientists in the last few hundred years. There are many, many more things that God's word has proven to be true when scientists disagreed with it, when they fought it. In fact, in many cases, they made fun of it. But again and again and again, God's word has been proven true. So what does that mean for us? You can trust what God's word says. You can trust what he wants to do in your life. We don't have to worry about the Bible being wrong, about God's word being wrong. You can trust him. I hope you have a great day, my friends. We will talk again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.